Mr. Funny by Roger Hargreaves, narrated by Cameron McNairn. Mr. Funny lived in a teapot. It had two bedrooms, a bathroom, a kitchen, and a living room, and it suited Mr. Funny very nicely. One day, Mr. Funny was having lunch. He wasn't very hungry, so he only had a daisy sandwich and a glass of toast. Delicious, he murmured to himself as he finished his funny lunch. After lunch, Mr. Funny decided to go for a drive in his car. Mr. Funny's car was a shoe. Have you ever seen a car that looks like a shoe? It looks very funny. As he drove along, everybody who saw him laughed to see such a funny sight. He passed a worm at the side of the road. The worm thought Mr. Funny in his car was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. He nearly laughed himself in two. He passed a pig in a field. The pig thought Mr. Funny in his car was the funniest thing she had ever seen. She nearly laughed her tail off. Even the flowers he passed thought that Mr. Funny was the funniest thing they'd ever seen. They nearly laughed themselves out of the ground. Eventually, Mr. Funny came to some crossroads. He didn't know which way to go, so he looked at the signpost. One of the signs said, "To the zoo." That will be fun, thought Mr. Funny to himself, so he drove his shoe towards the zoo. When he arrived at the gate of the zoo, he stopped. It was closed. "I'm sorry," said the zookeeper. "We've had to close the zoo because all the animals have colds, and they're all feeling very sorry for themselves." "Oh dear," said Mr. Funny, and then he thought, "Perhaps I can help cheer them up," he said. "Well," said the zookeeper, "it's worth a try," and he opened the gate.